Right now, though, we are talking some soccer. Bobby McMahon, soccer writer for Forbes, joining us as the World Cup well underway. The second half now underway between Peru and Denmark. This one is scoreless. Bobby, first of all, thanks for joining us. And man, you got to be pretty happy with the soccer that we've seen so far through 2.5 days. We get that great game yesterday between Portugal and Spain. And this morning, a pretty exciting one between Argentina and Iceland.
Yeah, the Spain-Portugal game, I think, really sparked it. I think Russia scored 5 goals, but it wasn't really a great game. Morocco, Iran was pretty brutal. Uruguay and Egypt yeah. Wasn't a bad game, but Portugal and Spain, really, that'll go down as one of the really instant classic as far as World Cup finals concerned, or just about everything. And then France-Australia was a pretty decent game this morning. And as you point out, the storyline for today very much is Argentina and Iceland. And Iceland getting that surprise draw and Messi missing a penalty. So lots of storylines. And Peru, we've had a missed penalty already today, second missed penalty of the day already. And there's only one in Brazil all of the tournament last year, or 4 years ago, I should say.
That Iceland team is just stubborn, isn't it?
It is. It's well organized, and in some ways, the fact that they've got so few players to pull from, I think works as a bit of an advantage to them, because they pretty much know what they've got to work with, and I think they're all committed very much to their cause. Like, they know the roles they play. They know that they're not going to go out there and play attacking soccer. They're not going to be blowing any team away, but my goodness, are they dogged. They stick to their plan. They just have incredible discipline. The play with strength and commitment, and just make it so hard for the opposition, and just really frustrated Argentina. Argentina had massive advantage in terms of possession today, but a lot of the possession was essentially meaningless because Iceland kept their shape, they kept organised, so basically they kept Argentina in front of them, and really weren't as dangerous as the possession stats would sort of indicate.
Now, of course, we did see the missed penalty, as you touched on, Bobby, from Lionel Messi in that game. It would have been the game winner, you would have thought, for Argentina in that one. And it really just plays into the narrative, unfortunately, for him about, his play at the World Cup, and especially on penalties, something that, he's really struggled with in the past, of course. But, we all understand the difficulties for him and Argentina, making it to the final, 4 years ago against Germany and losing that one. Everybody, looking at his resume and saying, it would be great if he could get a World Cup title, of course, but it's not always up to him. His teammates got to play well too in order for him to have that opportunity. Now, on the other hand, you could say you look at what Cristiano Ronaldo did yesterday, and maybe it only takes one guy to carry a team and do it all. So where do you stand on that conversation with Messi, and whether or not he needs this World Cup to really cement himself as an all-time great?
I think it would certainly, a World Cup would take away the naysayers comments about Messi. Like, I consider him, if he's not the best, he's certainly in the top three that I've ever seen. He's penalty taken, quite frankly, is pretty rubbish in terms of what you'd expect, the quality, the player you've got. But you look at his record, he's average at sort of best. It's something he doesn't do particularly well, and that's where Ronaldo has a big step up on him. Ronaldo is kind of ruthless. He's one of the best penalty takers he's ever come across. But it's an interesting point you make in terms of the kind of supporting role that Ronaldo had yesterday against Spain, as opposed to the supporting role that Messi had with him against Iceland today. Aguero scored. Aguero, that's his first goal at the World Cup final. So he did a kind of bit. But I thought just the whole sort of approach at Argentina, which was overly cautious, I think, at times, the passing was quite anemic in terms of never really tried to cut open. They weren't willing to gamble too much. The basic plan seemed to be get the ball to Messi and wait for a bit of magic, and it just wasn't working for them today. As opposed to that Portuguese team yesterday, even though they conceded 3 goals, for large parts of the game, they all seemed to know their role and they all played it. And I think this is really the unfortunate thing for Lionel Messi in this sort of objective of trying to win this World Cup, is the reality has come along at a time where, on the face of it, Argentina have got some very, very good players, but they've got some really big holes as well. And I just don't think they're going to be able to paper over these gaps that they've got to be able to put together a team that can actually go all the way. I just look at some of the other teams. I look at likes of Spain, Germany, even though they've struggled a little bit in the friendlies that lead up, Brazil, I just don't see how Argentina are going to be able to turn that magic on and be able to get as far as they did last time at the World Cup.
All I know for sure, Bobby, is day two, and I was hooked because that Portugal-Spain game is one for the ages, and I'm like, it spoiled me already on day two, and now I don't even know what to expect from anyone because it was just amazing. And now when Ronaldo goes out and he does the performance of the ages out there and gets the hat trick, does it change the narrative of, you know, he's the best?
I think the most fascinating thing of Ronaldo, and it's quite interesting, a lot of people now have had the chance to watch him almost his entire career since he went to Manchester United back in 2003, and watch how he's evolved and how he's changed. It's, if you saw Ronaldo now and did not see him 15 years ago, you wouldn't really think it was the same player. When he came in, he went to Manchester United, he was a wee bit of a show pony, and as much as he ran at defenders, he liked his tricks. But over the years, he's worked so hard at sort of negating his limitations and playing to his strengths. And what we've seen in the last couple of years is a kind of another reinvention of Ronaldo, away from a player who maybe picks up the ball deep, terrifies defences with his strength and his pace running at them, into this kind of predator round the penalty box, who has turned into, you know, a kind of, we call them foxes in the box, it's just players where the ball is loose. He seems to find, his strike rate is so incredible. So that reinvention, I think, is something that's very, very rare to see, and he's doing it to absolutely perfection. And you look at his age, you look at somebody who's 34, 35, but he's absolutely in fantastic condition and he takes care of himself so well. And in terms of his goal scoring, he's just got better. It's quite remarkable, incredible, the statistics he's putting up and the success he's putting up and how he seems to react to the pressure. Like 3 minutes to go yesterday, you're 3-2 down to Spain, you get that free kick. And it's not just that he scores, but it was the technique. He hit it so well, he hit it so accurately, that it was just something to behold. It was an unbelievable performance from yesterday.
Yeah, I know in the broadcast that I was watching, the commentators were saying, you know, it's going to be difficult for him to curl around this box. He might have to go through it. And then all of a sudden, I mean, he just puts it, you know, so surgically into the top into the top of the net there. So, I mean, it just incredible what he is still doing at his age. And as you talked about with the conditioning and, you know, the level of play, it's, you know, difficult to not see him able to keep this up for quite a long time. For as long as he wants to keep playing, he's going to be, you know, still an incredible talent for sure. He's going to slow down eventually, but, you know, maybe he doesn't age the same as some other guys do when it comes to their careers, of course. You know, one of the big issues so far with this tournament, Bobby, has been VAR. A lot of people have been, you know, really wondering how it would play out in this tournament. Would it be, you know, the right tournament to, you know, implement it at this stage? So far, it's, you know, had its hits and misses, I think, as we all expected. But what have you made of VAR so far?
So far, I've been pleasantly surprised. I had my fears in as much as using a system that a number of referees haven't used domestically, I thought was a big gamble. But I'd have to say that I've kind of enjoyed it. It has changed the dynamic a little bit, because I don't know about you guys, but as soon as a goal is scored, I don't actually have that emotional response anymore. My first emotion is it going to be okay?
Yeah.
You know, VR, then you can celebrate. And I think that's maybe the unfortunate piece to it. But what a really good example, I thought, this morning with the France-Australia game, when the penalty was eventually awarded through VAR. And we had another one just in the first half of this Peru-Denmark game, where it was ideal, because it's two penalties that perhaps, given the situation, they were perhaps a little bit difficult to pick up. But they were picked up through VAR, and you know, the correct decision was made. That was the bottom line to it. And from that perspective, I think you've got to say, so far so good. It's been a success.
Yeah, I'm old school, Bobby. So I don't like any I don't like any replay to decide any game. I like human error too, and I like the speed of the game. Just keep it going in any sport. But moving on to the big picture, can Germany repeat? I mean, they're just an amazing team playing in their 16th consecutive Cup. So no one's been able to repeat since 1962 when Brazil did it. What are your thoughts on that?
I think what we've seen is it's quite interesting, especially over the last 20 or 30 years. We've seen it in club competition, notwithstanding Real Madrid's run just now, but in club competition and international as well, is that sort of cycle of success has really been cut down. Where before you could look at perhaps a team being able to go with two World Cups with essentially the same players and have a fairly good chance of relative success. But I think that's now down to perhaps 2 years at most. And you saw the changes Germany made, somewhat enforced in some cases, but when they went to the Confederations Cup last summer as the warm-up to the World Cup, they essentially were a very, very different team than the team that won in Brazil in 2014, a much younger team. And you've seen that again as well. And I think that was an acknowledgement from Germany that they really couldn't rely. Some of the veteran players that were on that squad in 2014 are just aren't at that peak, or in some cases may have retired. So that wasn't an option. So they're going with a younger squad. It's whether that younger squad perhaps his best days is ahead of them as opposed to now. But the bottom line with Germany is I've watched an awful lot of World Cups in my time. It's very rare when you find a World Cup where Germany has not been a contender in it. They have an absolutely phenomenal record in terms of getting to the last four. There have been a couple when they haven't been that strong. 78, they weren't a particularly great team. 94, they weren't a great team either. But generally, you look at Germany as being, if you want a good, solid kind of each-way bet, Germany's about as good as it comes, I think.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you get down to it. Every tournament, every World Cup, there's always a belief that, you know, maybe there's going to be some teams that surprise, but ultimately it comes down to the same teams year after year after year, the same countries at every tournament. And, you know, maybe this year a team like Belgium surprises and gets in there. I don't know if it would surprise people necessarily, Bobby, but not you know, one of the big powerhouses, whether it's France, you know, Germany, Spain, you go on. I mean, the different teams that could be in the mix. So, you know, generally it's the Germans. It's going to be those teams, Brazil, that are going to be in the mix when it's all said and done. So an interesting way of looking at it anyways, that, you know, you get the top teams and you're going to be able to see the top talent in the world squaring off. But it's been a great tournament so far. And as we look up, we just saw Denmark take the 1-0 lead on Peru. So the goal scoring is coming, which is nice to see in this tournament so far. But it's been a lot of fun. We appreciate the time today, Bobby. Thanks for doing this and enjoy the rest of the World Cup.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.